You've been hearing about this in the news. He, you know, a lot of us have had the opportunity to apply for a job, an interview for a job on the sly, where we don't tell our employer or anybody else that we're applying for this job. But when you're in city management, everybody knows. So everybody in Port Huron knew that James Freed had applied to be the city manager in Grand Rapids. He went through a very public interview process. And in the end, out of 60 applicants, was one of three finalists. Last night, the city council in Grand Rapids sent all three of them home. James Freed, the Port Huron city manager, on the line with us right now. James, good morning.
Paul, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
A little hungover. I was having cocktails with Tom Brady last night. We were both sharing a similar week we had, so it was good.
Similar week, I'm sure. Just missed it by that much, both of you, right?
Yeah, you know, I feel like I missed a bullet by that much, so I'm doing pretty fine this morning.
Well, take us back to the beginning. When did you first hear about this opportunity? How did the ball get rolling for you?
So, yeah, so I get job offers all the time. City's trying to poach me. And I really have no desire to ever leave Port Huron, and there's no, you know, a lot of cities have called, and no thanks, you have nothing to offer that Port Huron doesn't already have. And so one headhunter called me, and it was for the city of Grand Rapids, and that's one city that is the second largest city in Michigan. It's 200,000 people. It's just a quantum leap. It is the Super Bowl of our profession. It's the highest you can go in the state of Michigan as a city manager. And so that opportunity to interview and go through that process is something I just wanted to be a part of.
And what did you think of the process in the city council and the city itself?
It was very public. I enjoyed the town halls. I actually learned a lot. Touring the neighborhoods, doing the town halls, getting the hard-hitting questions, to be able to perform at that stage, that level, I learned a lot. I really appreciate the process, actually.
In the end, I think that it was maybe a lack of experience that they said, no, we want somebody with more experience. Well, what was your take on why you didn't get the job?
I think the politics of divisiveness, I think that council's pretty fractured. I don't think there was consensus. And to be quite frank, about the second day of the process, my wife and I were ready to come home. I was getting a little uneasy feeling about it. You know, I never thought I'd make it this far. So the idea of, like, what if we actually got the job? Is this something we actually want? You know, I have a baby on the way. It's a very time-consuming job. Is it something we actually wanted? And we both kind of sat back and realized, you know, we have it really good. We live in an amazing place with an amazing community. And, we weren't disappointed. I sat there last night when I got the phone call. And I was out to dinner with my family, and my wife and I just looked at each other, and I said, we're not disappointed at all, which tells me it probably wasn't a good fit.
Yeah, well, there you go. Hey, you got to go through the process, though. When a city, like you said, the size of Grand Rapids comes calling, why not at least throw your hat in the ring, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm a small-town guy. I grew up in Kimball Township. I was the youngest city manager in U.S. history at age 23, and at 32 years old, I got an audience at the high school. So I'm proud of that. I had a good showing, you know, but I'm ready to get back to work. I'll be in the office this morning. I have a packed schedule for the next couple of weeks. We have our goal-setting session coming up with the mayor and council. I have my executive leadership team meeting this afternoon, so I'm ready to get back in the saddle and do, to be quite frank, what I love to do. I love working as a city manager, and I love doing it in Port Huron, so I'm excited to go home. I'm ready to go home.
All right. Well, we're ready to welcome you back. You're not going on Monster.com looking for other jobs. You're not sending your resume out across the country, are you?
You know, I tell this. There's no other city in the state of Michigan that I will ever apply for, and I'm never moving out of Michigan. So the city of Port Huron is the last city manager job I will have. I have no intention of going anywhere else. I've had bigger cities in Michigan reach out to me. No thanks. I just believe that the next 5 to 10 years in Port Huron are going to be quantum leaps of growth and prosperity. And I want to be a part of that. I really do believe this is a good place to be and where the most potential is. And so I think my skill set is, you know, best used here. So no, I'm not going anywhere else, you know, but yeah. I'll be in Port Huron as long as Port Huron wants me. So.
Well, James, safe travels. We appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much. And we'll look forward to talking again soon.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.